Opening Masech to Ksubas Dachem Dal Dam Dalef, and we're starting three lines from the top. Amamar, we learned yesterday, Rav Nachman says that if someone has two shtaris, one star says 200, and one star says 300. I'm not sure I'll have the right name. Rav Nachman or it's Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that Rav Chaik is here, in a case where you have two shtaris, that there's a star of 200 and a star of 300. Whichever one you want, you could collect from it. It's Rav Huna is talking. We have before. It's seal of steak subois, one shall Masai and one shall Shalosh Meyers. One was 200, one was 300. One was written earlier than the other one. The lach is, according to Rav Huna, he says, if you come to collect from the earlier time, why? Because you want to take from the lekuchos, you want to execute your lien on that property, so then you collect 200. But if you want to collect later, you do 300. That's a choice. Some amar, ibay b'hai gavya, ibay b'hav gavya. You can collect either one. That's what Rav Huna said. Break the Gemara Kash, lay a pligid Rav Nachman. Maybe he's arguing on Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman, shtei shtaris hiyoyches bezeach hazeh, bitol sheni es harishon. Rav Nachman says, halacha, if you have two stories on one field, a mecher or shtar matana, and Ruvi wrote to Shimon, one star echa benison, and one star echa besivon. The halacha is, the second star is a vatal of the first star. And we'll see why in a second. And therefore, if you only collect from the second zman, so star only works from the second zman, and therefore, let's say someone takes it away from him. This is Shimon who got the field. Let's say a Baal Chayiv takes it away from him. He only has a right to go back for achrayis on that for his insurance only from the second month, from Sivan, from Nisan was not sold. Because bitul star sheni es harishon. That's what Rav Nachman says. So the question is here, Lechayra, why don't we say the second ksuba of 300 is vatal the first ksuba? Here we're saying, Rav Huna is saying a chiddush. They're both good ksubas. You have a choice which is the collect form. The problem is Rav Nachman says that if you have two shtaris, the second shtar is a vatal the first one. So Gemara says, "Lav mi itma alam Rav Papa umoydi Rav Nachman the oisif be dikla lite sefes kasve." Rav Papa said, "Rav Nachman who says the second star is about to the first star is only if it's the exact same star. But if you moisif something on it, so then we understand that the reason why you're writing the second star is not because to vavat to the first star. The reason is because you want to be moisif something. If you moisif like an extra dekel tree on it, an extra palm tree, then that's called you wrote but the sefes is not vavat to the first star. Hachinami here also oislam midi here also you added on an extra 100." Now you made it 300, so therefore it's not a vatal first star. It gives you a choice to collect or either star. That's why it's not a stira, because Rav Nachman's halacha, that's when vatal is exactly the same. When they are meisif, then the second star could be a choice.
Is he moisif there if he's not moisif there to use anyone?
No, if not moisif, then vatal, Rav Nachman says. If they're the same star, then it's a vatal. The star is saying a vatal rishon. The only time you have a choice when you're moisif lamidi, when you're moisif something. Gufa, I'm going to explain this a little better now. Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman, Shtei Shtaris Yoytz Bezeach Hazeh, Bitul Shenei Sarishon. Amar Rav Papa, Moida Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's Moida, when you have two stars, the Oysa Bei Dikla, the Sefes Kasvet. So the Gemara now analyzes some things. Pshita, Rishon B'mecha, the first star was a Mecha, Rishoni B'matana. Let's say the second star comes out, it says Matana now. So that's also a case where it's called the Tosefes. L'yapos Koychoy Hu Dekosavle. He wrote the second star to give him extra kayach. Mishum dina de bametzra. Halach is that there's a dina bametzra that if someone lives next to a property, he has first rights to buy it. But if you give it for matana, there's no dina de bametzra. If I want to give Reuven a matana, and the next door neighbor Yankel says, "What do you mean? I'm a bametzra. There's no shaykh. I'm not giving you a matana." So there's no din bametzra. So here, if I gave this Shimon, I gave him two stars, a star mecha, a star matana, second star about the first star. It was a star to give him kayach. Just in case someone tanis bametzra, he pulls out a star matana. Look. It's a matana. So that's the case. Rishon mecher v'sheni matana the opposite of the cost of lomah shem dinah b'metzra. V'chol shekein if the rishon matana v'sheni mecher for sure that's a milo. The rishon shem dinah the balchoy with the cost of kain. What's shem dinah the balchoy? The halacha is that if someone buys a field and then but the balchoy takes away from him, he goes back to the owner and says, "Give me back my money or give me another field." That's called a chrayis. It's called a chrayis nechasim. And the halacha is a chrayis toyus sofer. When it comes to a mecher, it's a chrayis, if you don't write it, it's toyus sofer. The insurance is automatically, even if you don't write it. So here, if you give him a star chayiv now, or you give him a star mecher now, so now he has a koyach, if someone takes away from him, to go collect it. So the second star is a milo the first star. First star is matana, he has no insurance. Second star is a mecher. So either way, if they change, they're both a milo, you can say wrote to sefes. Therefore, Rav Nachman will be masking. What is the shayla? Or what's the dinner of Rav Nachman that's mevatel? Ela, ish neyem, then the second star is Vatal Rishon. My timer. What's the Pshat? Why are we saying it's Mevatel? Rav Mamar, Emer Aduye Oidile. which Rashi says means that since the guy is accepting another star, it's like he was being maskim that the first star was mezuyif. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Oidlei bala star sharishem mezuyif ha'yov nesrata la'acha ligvois bezman sheni." And he was maskim to the second one to collect mizman sheni. It's the reason why he doesn't have the right now for is it wasn't again the two stars. What's the vatal sheni solution? The exact same star. What's the nafmin? Nafmin is because if lekuch is taken away from him, where does he have insurance from? From the first man or second man? Once he accepts the second star, he's being moida that the first star was no good. Was mizuyif? That's from Shpat. Ravachama chuli achle shibudei. He's not saying that it was a mezuyif. It's just being moichel shibud. My benai, what's nafkamina? Three nafkaminas. Ika benai aruy sahadi. So Rashi learns aruy sahadi means hachasumim berishoin that l'rafram they're puzzle because he said that they're mezuyif. L'rav achak sherim, that's one nafkamina to make the edim puzzle. L'shlumei peri. Second nafkamina is do you have to pay back the payers? The lekeach now between the zman rishon and zman sheni, it wasn't really his. His mask was not his. If you're rafram, you'll have to pay for the things you ate. And the third is letaska, who pays taxes? According to rafram, the moicher has to pay taxes because he's the one who owned it. And according to Rav Acha, no, the lekeach owned it. Now it's shtikl pella. We just said that the edim will be pasul. That's what Rashi learns. The really sad if you Rashi inside hakasum rishon rafram pasulim Rav Acha ksherim. Because I am asking that it's mezuyif makes the eid impossible. You ever heard of such thing? All I am is eid echad, and the gave a davar to boot. How is it making? How am I making the guy into apostle? Look, Tosis, do Rashi coming out. Tema gedoylehu. You never find that lost so much. Tema gedoylehu. My superiors recounters lifsol eidim. The ain yochel lifsol eidim minyan zeh. How can you pass like this? So Tosis didn't shat l'ruhi sadi means that if you have another field that you got from this guy with those edim. So then you're being making a reisa on those edim that they did it they did it falsely, and for yourself you made a reisa on your other stories. That's Tosfos Pshat. Not like Rashi. If I did not pass the edim, it means for yourself you're passing other this edim on other documents that you have. Agaponim, the Gemara said Vatal Sheni as Harisha and three Pshatim and three Nafkaminas in Rafram and Rav Acha. Two Pshatim either do your Oidlei or he's Michael Shivut and that three Nafkaminas. So going back to what we learned yesterday by Ksuba, from which Zman do you collect from? From which Zman do you collect from Lekuchos? Legabi Zchi of the Av, we said, they don't go by the Erisin, you go by the Ksiva of the Ksuba. That's when, if it's written, Bashas, when she's Niktana, Naira, and Arusa, then the father gets it. So that's what we find, that goes by the Ksiva. We want to know, Legabi, Mitar from Lekuchos, when do you start collecting from Shabbatim? From Erisin or from the Ksiba? That was the Shalom of the Gemara before. We had a Machloikas. So the Gemara says that Machloikas we had before is really Machloikas Tanoim. My Avalod Ksuba, Tashmad, the Rahudah Mashmu, Mashmu Ravalaz, Rav Shimon, Mono Masayim Mina Erisin. According to the Tanakhama, this is we had one of the Marayim said it before. So the 100 or 200 you collect from Erisin because that's Takanas Chamim. But Tesefes, that has to do with the Ksuba, Minasu, and you only collect from the writing of the Ksuba. The Chomer, Echazev, Echazev, and Asun, they both only collect from the Zman HaKsuba, Zman you write the Ksuba. The Hilkasa, Echazev, Echazev, and Asun, you collect from the writing of the Ksuba. And as we come out, the only Torah from the Kucha is from the writing of the Ksuba.